quickly run through the sugi again, just to see the sugi b'shleimusa. So again, the ikar chiluk in halacha between the stay mikne and the stay achuza is that a stay mikne, the halacha is you play the b'shavyov. When you redeem it back, you redeem it based on evaluation, which the latter part of the Masechta will work out how we make the evaluation. And by Yistei Achuze, the redemption is based on a flat rate figure of Chamishim Shekel for a court, for base court. And that is basically, it self-liquidates over the 49 years, and each year a seller pidyon goes off, which we'll see. So there are several conditions needed in order for it to fall under the category of a Shdei Achuza, some of which we've discussed already in detail as far as what's called a Shdei Achuza, but also the method of how you bring Makdash it makes an Afkamina. If you Makdash it as a Sodeh, then you redeem it back as a Sodeh and you get the benefit of the flat rate. If you Makdash it as separate components, if you makdash, instead of being makdash as a field, you makdash it as individual trees, or things that are connected to the karka, which we'll see later. So then those things are looked upon not as a sodeh, and therefore when you redeem it back like you would redeem any hekdash. You redeem it back based on evaluation of what that item is worth. So Rav Huna, basically, in our Gemara here was machadish, that if you makdash a field full of trees, we ourselves go and say that this is not one big act of hekdish, but rather it's separate chalokim. Part of the hekdish is being chal on the field, and that's a sodeh, that's redeemed in the flat rate figure, and the trees we view as a separate hakdosha, and are evaluated as trees. That's what Huna's chiddush. So that's, we're going to now quickly go through the sugya. Rav Huna says, Hikdish sodom le'ilonos, k'shupoid and poid ilonos b'shavyon. First you redeem the trees based on their inherent value, and then choyzu poid ha'karka be'zer ha'choyim ha'serim ha'chamishim shekel kesef. And then you redeem back the field based on the kesef ha'kotzer, the set price that the Torah gives in redeeming back as the achuzah. So as we pointed out last week, Rav Huna's main chiddush would seem to be that he's cutting up your hekdash. That he's treating the ilonos as a separate item when in fact logic would dictate it's one hekdash, and therefore you should redeem it back as a shdei achuzah, the way the Torah says. The Gemara right away attributes this din of Rav Huna strictly to a halacha of makdash buying yofe makdash. The Gemara says, Alma kasev Rav Huna. We see Rav Huna holds Odom Makdish by Yofi Makdish. When you Makdish something, you Makdish it with an eye in Yofi. Ask the Gemara. Eisrei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Our Mishnah clearly states that if you Makdish even the best orchard, which we call Pardesi Sabastoi, which is a special kind of orchard, you also redeem it back Bezer Achay Mishra. And according to your Gedel, we should redeem it back separately. The ilonos should be redeemed separately, and the karka should be redeemed separately. That's the Gemara's kash. As the Gemara says in the Mishnah, Echad HaMakdish B'chayis HaMocha, is whether you will makdish a field in the middle of the town, or Echad HaMakdish B'Pardes HaSabastoi, Noisim Be'zer HaChoy Meshoyim B'Chamishim Shechel Kest. So you see, we don't look at the trees as a separate item. The orchard is full of trees, assuming. I mean, that's the assumption. Omalei, so Rav Huna Dreis, he says, that's talking about Ru'uya L'Pardes is coming. When it says in the orchard of Sabastoi, it doesn't mean that it's actually a growing orchard. It means it's able to grow. It has value because the agriculture, the land is good land, and it can produce. It's productive soil. Doesn't mean that there's actually trees there. If there would be trees, then Taka, you wouldn't redeem it together. That's Rav Huna. Says the Gemara Yisrei, Beizera in li ala Beizera, Gefanim, Vesodokanim, Vesteironis, Minayin. The Braisa says, How do you know if it's a field of vines or konim or reeds or ilonis? Tamaloy ma'asodim ikol mokem. So this is clearly, it says it's a field full of trees. On my way over here also, poide v'choyzer poide. You redeem the field and then you redeem the trees. Eis ve'hikdish loish ilonis mimata asor be'sor. If you makdish three trees in the distance of a be'sor, areze hikdish esakarka. So with it goes the land as well, that the ilonis should be named, the small trees in the middle. And kishiru poide, clearly says over here you redeem everything together. Chamishim shekel kesef, pochos mikan. If there's less distance, a yeser al kan, and more distance, so then we don't say that the land and the trees go together. Oy shehikdish bezeach hazeh, you will makdish one, and then later you will makdish the other. Harezeh lehikdish lo yasakarka, for lo yaseilon shebineyim. Then you're not makdish anything with the karka, for the yoid, el afilu hikdish ilonaisa. For achaka hikdish akarka, even if you did, we'll makdish everything. Still in all, kshu poide, poide silonais, bishav yehon, first you redeem the trees, and then, bachoiz ve poide, beis karka, beis zera, choymer, sereirim, bachamishim shekel kes. So here we have clearly not like a vuna. It says clearly that if you makdish three trees and together you makdish the land, you redeem it together. And over here you can't make the distinction. Chitame, you're going to tell me the same thing you said before. Hochanami poide v'choizu poide. Then there's no difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. The Reisha says that you makdish three trees in this distance, you makdish everything together, you poide it together. The Sefer says, but if you don't have that element, then you redeem it separately. Obviously the Reisha is not, you're not doing it together. You obviously raise, you're doing it together. Says the Gemara, I'm the safer poida v'chosev v'poida. By the fact that the safer of that price says that you redeem it back separately, michlal the reisha loy. It's muchach that the reisha, you don't redeem it back separately. Elomani Rav Shimini d'Omar Magdish b'Ainro Magdish. Rav Huna would say that that price is going like Rav Shimon, who holds Magdish is b'Ainro Magdish. He's makdish in a cheap way, and he has in mind to make one big kedusha and be poured it together. The sanya makdish is asad ikdish kula. If you makdish a field, you makdish it with all the trees. And with Shimon Eimer, you only makdish the trees that always go with the land, which is the chor of Hamurkov and the sadan hasikma. These are the only things that go with it. Okay. So from the whole flow of the sugi that we have until now, the only thing the Gemara tells us about Rav Huna is that Rav Huna holds makdish pa'ayin yofer makdish. And because he holds makdish pa'ayin yofer makdish, so automatically that leads him to say that when you redeem it at the more expensive price. And the way you redeem it at the most expensive price is by separating the trees from the land. You redeem the trees at one price, the higher figure, and you redeem the field back at another figure. And when the Gemara is bringing now a brisa that's indisputably against Rav Huna, the only solution the Gemara has is that that brisa is going like Rav Shimon, well, it's makdish is ba'ayin ro makdish. Person's makdish, he's makdish with a cheap, in a cheap fashion. The problem that we presented last week, and really we started getting out of it, but we didn't fully finish the sugya, was that L'chayre Rav Huna's Chiddush has nothing to do with Makdish buying Yofa Makdish. Right? Because Rav Huna's concept is a Chiddush that's outside of the box. Rav Huna holds that what's happening is when you Makdish a field, you're being Makdish the trees separately. And it's actually, it's like we look at it like two separate actions happened. Just like everybody agrees. If on Monday you Makdish your trees, and on Tuesday, you makdish your field. Everybody agrees you redeem it back separately. Because it entered the Rishus of the Hekdish in different times. So Rav Huna comes and he says, even though you're being makdish them at the same time, and there was not even E.F. Shalamidol of even on 1 second that this happened after this, the trees and the field went into Rishus Hekdish simultaneously. Rav Huna says, I dissect it, and I look at it like the trees happened first, and then the field happened separately. And now, therefore, when you redeem it, we look at it like there were two events, not one event. Right? Now, if that's in fact the case, right? So then logic would dictate that Rav Huna really has nothing to do with Makdash buying Yofa Makdash. It really has to do with how you redeem it. What the pidyon is. So that was our main problem on Rav Huna. And that led to us to go to the next level, which is that Rav Huna can't just be saying Makdash buying Yofa Makdash. Because if that's all he would be saying, then our Gemara wouldn't be unleashing a wrath against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is very benign. He's just siding himself, he's aligning himself with the Tanoim that already preceded him, that they hold Makdash, buying you off of Makdash. What are you yelling at him? Eishei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, we rest at this price or that price. What do you want from him? All he basically did was that there's a Machloikis in Shas and Baba Basra, Machloikis Tanoim. If a person is Makdash buying Yofa, Makdash buying Ro, and Rav Huna aligned himself with those that hold Makdash is buying Yofa, Makdash. That's all Rav Huna did. What do you want? What's Vulster from him? What do you want from him? If you have a problem with the Tanoim, so go to the Tanoim. What do you want from him? So the fact that the Gemara in Erechim, in our Sugya, isolates Rav Huna, and basically is throwing Chitzim on Rav Huna, shows us that our Gemara understood that Rav Huna is saying something else. So then why is the Gemara attributing it only to Makdash buying Yofa Makdash or Ayin buying Ro Makdash? Something entirely different. What? How do the two relate? They obviously, that I think is, it's indisputable that Rav Huna obviously holds of another Chiddush. It's not just Makdash buying Yofa Makdash. Rav Huna holds of another Chiddush. And our Gemara is saying that Rav Huna's Chiddush is Makdash buying Yofa plus whatever he holds. Rav Huna's main chiddush is that it's a separate hakdasha. The Gemara is just saying that that is also with, he's aligning himself with those sheetahs who hold Makdash by Yofa. So we want to know, what is that? What is Rav Huna's din? What's it based on? That was the second issue that we were trying to understand. Clearly, the Makdash buying Yofa doesn't just mean that we give Hekdash the best benefit that we could possibly give Hekdash. Because if that would be the case, then we'll see later on, there are times where it's going to work out that it will be better for Hekdash that you actually, you will Makdash it together. I'll give you cases like that too. And over there, Avun is also not going to say it happened together. So, that's where we're holding at this point. So the Gemara then says, so the only solution that Rav Huna has is to say that the Braisa that clearly states that you Makdash, you poyde it together, the field and the trees, holds Makdash, Ba'ayin Ro Makdash. So obviously when the Gemara says this, the Gemara doesn't mean that that's what we hold. The Gemara is saying this is what Rav Huna would say. We obviously hold that Makdash, Ba'ayin Yofa Makdash also doesn't agree with Rav Huna. So when the Gemara says that Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, the Gemara doesn't mean that's what we hold. We hold that that Mishnah, that Braisa, is according to everybody. Rav Nachman would tell you that even if you hold Makdash is buying Yofa Makdash, you still redeem it back. When you redeem it back, you redeem it back together. But Rav Huna, he will say that that Braisa is going like Rav Shimon. That's clearly the way you have to learn the Gemara. So the Gemara says, but this can't be. Rav Shimon, if you're going like Rav Shimon, then Amos Sefer doesn't work. Because the Sefer says, V'loyoit, Ela afilu igdish ilonois, V'achak achikdish kalka, K'shu poide, poide silonos b'shov yeyon, V'chose upoide b'ezer achoyim usayim b'chamishim shekel kesef. The Sefer says clearly, that if you actually will makdash it separately, then you redeem it back separately. According to Rav Shimon, that wouldn't be the case. Because Rav Shimon holds you go bus opinion. You go by the end result. You go by when you're being poided back. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon, lezer bus opinion v'lifrik l'agavai? Do shamina lezer Rav Shimon, do also bus opinion. We have a clear hechocha that Rav Shimon goes bus opinion, the sagya. Minayin ulokeach sodom eyoviv ikdisha vachachmeis oviv. Minayin shetelefon of kistei achuzah. How do we know that if a guy bought a field from his father and was makdishit, and then his father died, that it has a din of kistei achuzah? Even though he was makdishit prior to his father's death, so when he was makdishit, it was still a stei mikneh. So if you go by shas hekdish, you'd have to redeem it based on its value. But now at the time of the redemption, it's a stei achuzah. So it's, how do we know that you redeem it back as a stei achuzah? Something which is not roy to be a stei achuzah, yotzazu shehuyeli stei achuzah devar Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon. So you see Rav Shimon holds, you go basar pidyon. So according to Rav Shimon, the Gemara is saying, even if you were makdish the field, and then separately you were makdish the trees, or the other way around, you would redeem it together. So the Braisa can't go like Rav Shimon. So the price has to go even if you hold makdish buying yofa makdish. So the Gemara is saying, you see that even if you hold makdish buying yofa makdish, still, you point it separate, together. That's the Gemara. This is just what Meir argues with Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. He holds the only time you get the kula is if you will makdish it after you yarshened it. In other words, if Shimon holds what the events took place, you bought the field, were makdish it, and then the father died. Right? If Shimon holds, no. You bought the field, you were makdish it, then your father dies, even though at the time of the Hakdosh it was a stay mikneh, you still redeem it separately. The mayor disagrees. Kamadoyma, in the stay mikneh, shalom is the achuzah, soda shein ehuya, soda shein is the achuzah, yatsazu shein is the achuzah. Okay, so this is the Gemara. So the Gemara then drays. The Gemara has a deichik. The Gemara says no. Even Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon Afilu Kdisha Vach Kach Meis, it's a stei achuzah havi. My time, Mishum Kro, the pasuk, Kro Chameu Dosa, El La Mishum Dosa Dosa Pidyon. We go after the time of redemption. So if we go by the time of redemption, we should always go by the time of redemption. No, really, they don't go basar pidyon. Really, normally, they go by how you were makdish it. So everybody goes by how you were makdish it. In that specific case, they went basar pidyon. That's a separate ribui. Over there, in Kain Lichter Vachmono, Estei Miknosi Asheloi is the Achuzah, Maim is the Achuzah, Soda Shenui is the Achuzah. So basically, the Gemara is coming out from Maisa, that the only way to rectify Rav Huna, who's our original Amor here that holds that you put it back separately, if he will say any Mishnah in Shas that clearly states that you redeem it together, holds Makdish by Enroel Makdish, and that's why you redeem it together. But otherwise, if you hold Makdish by Enroel Makdish, Rav Huna's opinion is, Makdish by Enroel Makdish would agree with him that when you redeem it back separately. So now we'll try to get some clarity here to put this together. I just want you to see the Rav Papa, which we spoke about last week, which was the next sugya. We read it quickly last week, which actually supports the Ravid Shita. Let's just go down in the Gemara, the next two dots, where it says Stay Mikneh Nos and Shovyov, and then go up about four lines where the Gemara says, Amai, when you makdish trees, why you just trees? If you just makdish trees, you redeem back the trees based on value. So we read this quickly last week. The Gemara says, Amai, why do you redeem it back on the value? Yikdishu agav arayu velifriku agav arayu. Why don't we say that whenever you makdish a tree, automatically the person owns the land beneath the tree, so it's automatically considered a sodeh, and therefore you should redeem it back on the flat rate? That's the Gemara's question. The chitim, what are you going to tell me? Ilanos akdish, agal akdish. You only makdish the tree, not the land. V'ami nardoya. Now, do you say, man, the mazbin le diklo lechavre? If I sell you an isolated tree,
Kornele mishfulei atohema. You own the tree all the way down to the tohaim. You own all the land below the tree.
The Gemara says, you're right, but that's only where it's specified. There we're talking about it was bo machmas taina,
which means, over there, it means that the person that bought the tree claims that you sold him the land. He's believed. But if in fact he doesn't make that claim, then it's just a tree. I sell you a tree, the tree dies, too bad. You don't own the land below the tree. Based on this final sugya, the Ravid says that the din of Rav Huna is misplaced. Meaning the Gemara says clearly at the end, would it to have been that when you makdish a tree, land would go along with it, the halacha would be you redeem it together. The Gemara asks, when you makdish an independent tree, why do you redeem the tree back based on its value? We should give you the flat rate entitlement. The Gemara says, well, when you buy a tree, you're really not buying land. I, the Gemaras and Shas that say you do, that's talking about where there was a separate deal made. There was a rider on the contract that I own the land below the tree. But Stamazay, if you buy a tree, you're not buying the land under the tree. That's the Gemara. But the Gemara says black and white that were it to have been that when you buy a tree, you buy the land below the tree, you wouldn't redeem the tree and the land separately, you would redeem it as a package. Says the Ravid that this is the greatest raya against the Rambam. Because the Rambam paskins like Rav Huna. The Rambam paskins that if I'm makdish a field full of trees, when I'm paid it back, I'm paid it separately, the trees and the land. Says the Ravid, halacha, we don't paskin like Rav Huna. So my raya that we don't paskin like Rav Huna is the fact that according to the maskana of the Gemara, even one tree, if it would have been the halacha, that when I makdish a tree, one tree, you get the land below the tree, I wouldn't redeem back the tree as a separate component. I would redeem back the land, zera chayim esarim, together with the tree. The only reason why the Gemara says no, is because the Gemara holds that the tree and the land don't go together. But if the land would go with the tree, then halacha, you would be paid as one package. So the Ravid therefore says that the Rambam's psak, that you redeem the trees separately from the field, which is consistent with Rav Huna, the Ravid says is not la'aloch. This is the Ravid's time.
So today we're going to try to give clarity to this whole sugya together, to understand what Rav Huna's sheet is, and to understand the Gemara here, where the Gemara seems to be saying not like Rav Huna, and basically to understand how the Rambam would learn to make everything fit. That the Rambam holds there's no stira between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Obviously that's the way the Rambam holds. He also, what the Gemara says in Amud Beis is not a contradiction with the din of Rav Huna, and therefore the halacha will be like Rav Huna. So last week we began to analyze, really try to make it more simple now that we have the Yesod. We'll try to make it more simple, and that is, whenever you makdish something, an item, that does not have kedushas aguf, right? And hekdish has no specific use for that specific item that you're being makdish. So you go to hekdish and you makdish a chaza, okay? Makdish a pig, okay? Hekdish has no use from the chaza, right? As far as the guf of the chaza. Right. So what is the chazer? What are you being makdish to hekdish? So until last week, I assume that all of you would have answered me. Doesn't make a difference. You're still being makdish to chazer. Hekdish then goes, it becomes an asset, becomes part of hekdish's asset. And hekdish now sells it off, like they sell off all their assets. And with the money, hekdish does what they have to do. Berek abayis, whatever hekdish got to do, they do. Becomes part of the treasury department of Hekdesh. That's how you learn. I think that's how you would have learned. I'm assuming. But we had a sugya in Chulin that seemed to be a difficult sugya. The sugya seemed to say that if you're makdish something to Hekdesh, you makdish birds
the Hekdesh, and the birds fly away, the Hekdesh goes away too, with it. The Hekdesh flies away with the bird. And all the Rishonim ask, Kedusha Shebol Lehechon Olach, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, Tosfos, they all have asked the question, what happened to the Kedusha of the birds? So the Rashbo and the Ritvo that we read through last week basically said, Chiddush, that really, when you makdish something to Hekdesh, when you give something over to Rishus Hekdesh, really, if it's not roy for Hekdesh, if Hekdesh has no use for the actual item, really you're not giving Hekdesh anything. You're giving Hekdesh a shibut. You're being makdish to Hekdesh a shibut. It's a lien. And that lien that you're giving Hekdesh represents a value to Hekdesh. It's like I give you a mashkin. It's like a Baal Choyv goes to somebody and says, listen, I owe you $100, here's a mashkin. When you makdish something that's not roy for Hekdesh bichlal, and that's how the Rashba and the Ritva explained, and therefore the Rashba and the Ritva said that once the thing flew away and it doesn't represent a cash in value anymore, the Gizbar says, forget it. So that's it. The bird really, in a sense, would have always been chul. The bird would have always been chul. That's what they explained. So we said, based on that, so what really makes the item Hekdesh? When we look at the item, this item that belongs to Hekdesh, what makes it, what gives it Kedush? If all it is a Shibud, if all it is a lien, that means that when I makdish something to Hekdesh, that Hekdesh has no specific value. The only thing, there's a lien. So what gives it Kedush? There's Me'ila. If you have anor from it, you chayiv to bring a korban Me'ila. What's the Kedush? So what gives it Kedush? So the way we explained last week, it's a Chiddush, but we'll see from several sugyas that that's the way to learn, is that the neder that you originally made is still on the object. So when I makdish something, I made a neder. And that neder itself gives the restrictions. So really, when somebody has anoa from something that he gave to Hekdesh, or anybody has anoa from something that you gave to Hekdesh, the reason why there's a din of Me'ila, if assuming that that item, if it's a kli sharis, or it's pedek abayis, or it's kachim mizbeach, it's because the thing itself is Hekdesh. But if it's not that, the reason why there would be Me'ila is because your neder is on it. Which basically means, this is the point that I think I have to clarify, which means that the continuous restriction of the item is because there's a continuous neder on the item. So it's not that the neder, you see, until we learned this Rashba and Ritva, the way I always understood on my own, like just on an elementary level, the neder, I always knew that Nidrei Hekdesh means you make a neder, that's how it becomes Kodesh. Whenever you say, Hareza Hekdesh, it's a neder. That's not, we don't need the Rashba and the Ritva to tell us that, we know that. Whenever you say this should go to Hekdesh, that's a neder. That we know. But till now, we would have understood the neder is a tool. The neder is a tool to activate a new ownership. So I make a neder, and by making the neder, now it becomes Hekdesh. Now my neder is out the window. My neder has nothing to do with what's going on now. Now it's a life of its own. Now it's Hekdesh. For instance, by any transaction, any other transaction, I do a Mashiach. So I go ahead and I give you Wahakbor. So I sell you my cell phone. You pick it up, now the phone becomes yours. What made that phone yours? The Hakbor. Why is it yours now? Because it's yours. The Hakbor is gone. The Hakbor doesn't have to continuously function. The Hakbor was just a tool to make it yours. Made a Hakbor, became mine. Now it's mine. That's how you would have learned Hekdesh. I go, I say this thing should go to Hekdesh. Now it's Hekdesh. What made it Hekdesh? The neder. What's with the neder now? It's gone. But now that we have the Rashba and the Ritva that tell us that something that actually doesn't have a specific internal use to Hekdesh is really not a hekdesh. So now the way we have to learn is we have to rewrite that. Well, so why is it also, what's kedusha? The nether. That means the nether is continuously functioning. We could further understand based on this. I'm just telling you, it sounds like a chiddush, but as we analyze various sugyas, we'll see that this is actually very, very logical. Because, l'moshe, we find the halacha is that you could be shoyel on hektish. Okay, what does that mean? I could go ahead and say that this, my car is hektish. Okay, now, right now, who owns my car? Hektish. Okay? Tomorrow I can come, and tomorrow I can go to hektish and be shoyel on my hektish. I could go to a chacham, and I could be shoyel on my hektish, and now my car becomes mine back again. What do you mean? How could you be shoyel? Belongs to hektish? Tell us, no. It's only in the reshus hektish as much as my neder is active. Once I remove my neder, it's mine. So once I'm shoyel on the neder, it's gone. If the neder was, you can't be shoyel on your mashicha. It's over. I'll give you another case. Let's say you make something hefker. Okay? The Rambam states that hefker is a neder. That means the Rambam holds, when you make something hefker, what really is it? It's a neder. The Rambam says, I hefker areyu kineder. So that means when I'm mafker something, what I'm really doing is making a neder. I'm saying this item I'm going to treat like it is not mine, like it belongs to everybody or anybody. Okay? Obviously, the Rambam doesn't mean that it's still yours, because if he meant it's still yours, then it wouldn't work for chometz, it wouldn't work for tefilas kelim, the Gemara in Shabbos, it wouldn't work if you're wearing a beged, if you hold a tzitzis is a chavis money, the Gemara says, what do you do Shabbos? If you own a garment that doesn't have tzitzis, the Gemara says, you mafke the garment. According to the Rambam, you're not disowning it. The Teretz is, and this is elementary, that of course the Rambam agrees that once you make the hefker, it does go out of your domain. Because the neder makes it out of your domain. An item that I have no rights to, goes out of my domain. But over there, the neder is just a tool. The neder activates, the hefker activates the transfer, and now it's not mine. And that's precisely why you can't be shoyel on your hefker. You can't go to a chacham and say, you know what, I want to remove my hefker. Now you'll tell me, how do I know that? There isn't a black and white gemara that says you can't be shoyel on your hefker, but there really is. Because the gemara says, in Meseches Psochim daf mem vav, that when you make something into challah, there's still a problem of bal yiro bal yimotze. You know what the Gemara says? You know why? Hoyelu boy mitchel alei. The Gemara says, since you could be shoyel on it, that's enough to be over bal yiro bal yimotze. Which means you're not allowed to own something on Pesach, even to the degree that you could be shoyel on it. That's already enough to be over bal yiro bal yimotze. So if that's the case, and bittul is mitam hefker, he should be over by yiro bal yimotze. And now I could be shoyel on my hefker. Now it becomes mine. So it's by yiro bal yimotze. So it's obvious that what? No, I can't do that anymore, because the neder already triggered a transfer, and now I'm not a bal yimotze anymore. Now it's out of my domain. Can't be shoyel on it anymore.
So that neder doesn't continue.
That's what I'm saying. That neder is being used as a tool.
It's like Mashiach.
Exactly. Because the neder created a Choshen Mishpat. It started in Yeredeya, but then it switched books. Went to Choshen Mishpat. So, and that's really the way to explain the Rambam all over. That the Rambam holds Hefker as a neder. Because really it starts in Yeredeya, but then boom, now you have a Choshen Mishpat consequence. It's not yours anymore. Can't be kind of again. You could be kind of again. You could be kind of again, like anybody in the street could be kind of. But not as owner. Not as balabos. Not as balabos.
That's why you can't be shy.
So
If you have, let me tell you something else, Shelley. If you have Hefker Chometz in your domain, you're not over by Yobai Motz, even though you could go take it into your domain. So that's not the issue. You know what I mean? The issue is Al-Tabala Boss. I bet it's
that.
Exactly. What's patience? Patience. First, what I'm saying is, and it's going to be very quick, it'll be a couple of minutes, but a little patience. So, the first thing is we have to understand what I'm saying is that the nether by Hekdesh actually continues to function. And that's the reason why it has consequences. Why Hekdesh has consequences, because the nether doesn't go away. The nether is what's constantly activating. Okay? And if you want to see it like glaring at you, there's a sugya in Bava Basra de Vayantes where the Gemara talks about Hekdesh is kind of something, not through a nether, through a kinyan chotzer. It's all shayla in the Rishonim if there's a kinyan chotzer to Hekdesh. And the Ramban over there in Bava Basra de Vayantes, the Ramban says that, so we'll go into this more when we go to Maseches Me'ilah, that something that Hekdesh acquired, not through a neder, there's no din of Me'ilah. Hatamaisa. There's no Me'ilah. So if Hekdesh acquired, let's say Hekdesh had a chotzer, and now something went on to the Rishus of Hekdesh, so Hekdesh now acquired it by the because it was in the domain of Hekdesh. Ramban says there's no Me'ilah. No Me'ilah. So there's no Me'ilah. Because the Me'ilah ties into the neder. And that's why the Gemara, even as a Shaila, Yesh Me'ilah became Hamas. Somebody makes a coin of him, he doesn't even say that this should be Hekdesh. He says, I'm just making a nether Kloli. And now if you have Anor from it, is there Me'ilah? Because the Me'ilah is tying into the nether. That's really what's going on. Now, what? And again, the Ramban, you're not listening. The Rashbam, that's what I just said, the Rashbam holds that there's no kinyan chotzer to Hekdesh. The Ramban holds there is kinyan chotzer to Hekdesh. But the Ramban, Hekdesh. The Ramban says, so if that's the case, why is there no Me'ilah? Says the Ramban, because there was no Kedushas Peh. So the Ramban says, even though there's a kinyan chotzer, even though Hekdesh owns it, but there's no Me'ilah because there's no Kedushas Peh. The Ramban is saying this anywhere. Anytime Hekdesh will acquire something, not anytime Hekdesh acquires something without a Kedushas Peh, then there won't be Me'ilah. Well, that would be more tricky because there, if they bought it, there would be a transfer from what they bought, which came from a Kedushas Peh, onto the Hekdesh. But anyway, so this is number one. Number two, another proof that the Bailam are still the Bailam. Because we see that the Bailam are Koidim L'Cholodim. If a Bailam come to redeem something from Hekdesh, they come first. And they have to add a Chomish. We don't view them as out of the picture. They're in the picture still. Which is consistent with this approach of learning. We also find the Marshal that there's actually a Bal Yachal Dvar. The Gemara says if somebody's Makdish something, right? So if you learn that Hekdesh is a tool, and then it becomes Hekdesh's, and now you go and have Anor, you won't be over Bal Yachal Dvar. The nether already activated. Now it's done. The Rambam says, really it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Sechus Nidah, Daf Mem Vov, Fak Tzvi, could you get me the Gemara? Neither. The Gemara says that if you makdish something, hikdish kiko v'acholo, if you makdish something and then you eat it, not only are you moel, but you're over bal yachol dvore, which again goes with this approach. Kech. Hikdish v'ochal. The halacha is if you makdish something and then you eat, loike. Shenema, as it says, ish ki yafli lindo v'layachel devorei. The halacha fun bal yachel devorei. That means the nether is still here. It's not just that the nether activated hektish and now it stayed. Now it's hektish, but no, the nether is continuously pumping. It's like the kiddushin of Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop's chiddush by kiddushin, and it keeps on going. Okay, so now we'll tie it into our sugya. Now, if we learn this way, and it's not muchach, that hektish works this way. Clearly, the way the Rashba and the Ritva are learning, it's shtuka muchach. It's not muchach. One could say, Amir l'gavoyek and Mesir l'hedyet, like the Yerushalmi says in Kedushin, it's a tool. The Yerushalmi seems to say, L'Hashem Oretzum Loya, the Rabbanu Shem owns the world, and therefore it's easy to transfer things to Hegdish. So you just make an Amira, Tziluk, whatever, it's just, you don't have to learn this way. I'm just saying this is an approach that can be learned. Now, I believe that this is Rav Huna's sheet. Rav Huna holds that Hakdosha is mitli toli in the Noida, in the Maisa Neda. And that's really his primary chiddush. His primary chiddush is, if Hakdosha is just a tool, right? So if I went ahead and I was makdish my trees, and I was makdish my field, at the same time, and they both went into Hakdosh like this, doesn't make a difference how many tools I took out of my pocket. As far as Hektish is concerned, it went into the domain of Hektish together. And therefore, whether you hold, you go by Shas Hektish or Shas Pidyon, you redeem it as one package. We don't care how many, you stuck, you got a screwdriver and a pliers and a hammer and, I don't care how many tools you pulled out of your pocket. They're just tools to get it into Rishus Hektish. But if you learn that the actual Hektish, like the Rashba and the Ritva, that really the axe, the object itself is not really the point, it's the Shibut. And it's the nether that's really pumping. So then, when you're redeeming, what you're really redeeming, if I'll say it in a dramatic way, it's pidyon haneder. Okay, I don't mean it to such an extreme, but I'm just saying it as haver asoizm. You're redeeming your nether. It's really a pidyon haneder. And that's why we absolutely care how many tools you took out, because you're redeeming your tools here. How many tools you took out? Two, okay, so redeem it separately. Redeem the pliers, redeem the hammer. You're redeeming your nether. So, Rav Huna's main chiddush l'fiyani is daiti, is that. That Rav Huna holds, when we look at the hakdosha, we look at the mechanism that you decided to use to be makdish it. Granted, if he didn't hold makdish by and yofa makdish, he would say you only took one tool out. Because why in the world would you take two tools if you could do it with one? Right? People like to do things easy. Why would you do two tools here? What would be the reason to use two tools? It's like you buy these big things and say, all you need is a screwdriver. That's because you're not going to be able to put it together anyway. You just stand there with a screwdriver. All you need is a screwdriver. Yeah? So, Bamis is, so if you mark the shit, that's all you need. Make a Maisag Dosh and it's finished. Over. But Rav Huna says that a Maktish Dachbay in Yofer Maktish. And therefore, a person wants to maximize the benefit to Hektish. And the way to him to maximize the benefit of Hektish is to redeem it at the prime rate. And the way to create a prime rate redemption is to use two tools. And therefore, you pulled out two tools from your pocket, and you were makdish the tree, even though it happened all at one time. But two tools were used. And therefore, the redemption, the pidyon is that way. You redeem it back separately, and you give Hektish the prime rate. That's a vun. But again, the Makdish Bayin Yofe is really just a underlying reason why we say you use two tools. But Rav Huna's main chiddush is, and that the Gemara didn't have to say, that is what Rav Huna says. That's Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Rabbi Sai, I hold you redeem things back based on how many tools you used. And over here, it's two tools. You redeem the trees and the fruit together at the same time, but you use two tools. Rav Huna, why do you hold? You use two tools. Almukasav Rav Huna Magdish by Yofim Magdish, because he holds Magdish by Yofim Magdish. You use two tools. Otherwise, we'd say you used one tool. Why in the world would we say you used two tools? There it says, you're Magdish by Yofim. You want to give Hekdish the maximum benefit, so therefore you use two tools. The other man, the Omar, would tell him, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman would tell Rav Huna, Rav Huna, I don't care what you're walking around with. You could walk around with a belt full of I don't care what you have hanging from your belt. The bottom line is, these things went into Hekdish together at the same time, and I don't care how many times it clapped, it went the same with Asachas. So, even if you're older, we go B'Shas Hekdish, Shas Hekdish, you went in together, done. That's all. And that's why all the Gemara's kashas are only on Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna holds that it's a pidyon haneder. The Gemara is proving otherwise. That's the point. The Gemara is not disproving Makdish by and Yofi Makdish. The Gemara is disproving the concept of pidyon haneder. That is the difference. That's the point of the Gemara. Now, this is all b'medvor mamurim. When do we say this? That's where a person, when he was Makdish something, he was Makdish really two items. If somebody asks you, if you have a field with trees, what are you being Makdish? A field and trees. You can either do it together, or you could do it individually. Okay? But when you're only giving a tree to Hekdish, and the only reason why the land is going along is because, in the Hamamin of the Gemara, the land is needed. It's like a package. So there we don't have, it's not a tool question. There was only one transfer, tree. The land just goes with the tree. It's like part of the tree. It's like I could tell you, when you makdish a tree, are you being makdish just the center and the branches are separately? No, I mean, there was only one. So there, even Rav Huna would agree that you redeem it as one. Even if you hold that, that's why the Rambam holds that the Gemara Nomad Beis is not a steer with the Gemara Nomad Aleph. Now, if you don't hold like Rav Huna, then I would tell you, maybe in a chanami, if you're makdish something, who says you're over bal yachal dvar? There's a Rashi in Makkos, the beginning of the third parak, that Rashi says that if you eat kutchim, you're over bal yachal dvar. Many of the achronim say, where's the bal yachal dvar? It comes from that gemara in Nida, that memvav, that says that if you're makdish something, and you eat it, you're over bal yachal dvar. Right? But really, it's not so pashut. If you learn Hekdish is only a tool, then you wouldn't. You won't believe it. Who's the man, the Omer and Nida, that holds the Hekdish? Omer Rav Huna. Hekdish va'och ha'loike mishabayachal dvaray. This is Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna holds that the nether is constantly activated. That's why Rav Huna l'shitose paskis in Meseches Nida. But less man the polig that hikdish och loike, because he holds that's mamish l'shitosa in erechim. He holds that the nether is what's constantly going. That's why you're over by yachol dvarim.
See, if you hold ayin yachol, but not hold like rafuni. If you hold ayin yachol, it's still not hold like rafuni.
Absolutely, absolutely, because you hold you being paid to the chayv. It's not the nether. So I want to tell you erechanami. Those that would argue with Rav Huna, and they would say that the nether doesn't connect, it's only used as a tool, they would argue with him in Maseches Nida too. They would say, Rav Huna, we disagree. If you mark with something and you eat it, you could be Moyal, you could be over other Averis. But Bal Yachol Dvorei not. Rav Nachman and our Sugi would argue with this din. But this is Rav Huna's din in Maseches Nida. Hikdish Voch, I like it. And that's the reason. Because the nether is still going on. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here.